Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
We live at Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. We got Seer Israel riding shotgun in the back. It's the bottom part of the Sabbath. We all ready to go at Voice of the True Israelites. All six anointed camps is open. Anywhere 70 miles in between, you should get yourself there. Everybody ready to roll. We got the elder. He on the scene right now, live in the temple. He getting a lesson going. So we got the teachers ready to keep the ball game rolling. So we go say be big ears and little mouth and get your pen, pad, and paper and take big notes. So I would say take big notes. We got a lot of work to do. So we say get all you can get, learn all you can learn. So right now, we're going live inside of the temple right now. Like we said, we got the elder already got the ball game rolling. Say, sit back and get the Sabbath day going. Hallelujah.
The book of Acts chapter 13. Let's see if Paul understood the mission and completed.
Understood that, don't know Yahuwah.
Verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas,
life.
What are you going to do?
Lord, we turn to the 10 northern tribes.
Well, he said we turn to the Gentiles, right?
Gentiles.
And we know according to scripture that the Gentiles that Paul was looking for was the one that was called by Yahweh's name. And never was any of the 17 nations called by his name, right? Verse 47, what did he say?
For so hath the Yahweh commanded us.
Hold on. You mean this was by the order of Yahweh that Yahweh Judah should be first in line, right?
Yep.
One more and I'll out. Thank you. That's good enough for that. As much as Zechariah. Let's see if we can make it plain. Zechariah. Young lad, Brother Titus, Israel, see you. Zechariah 12, verse 7. Let's see what's the order of this thing. Zechariah 12, verse 7.
We're going to Zechariah 5, chapter 12, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh also to say, the captains of Yahweh Judah first.
So, first name in line is Yahweh Judah, right?
Yahweh.
Book of Numbers, young lion. Book of Numbers, chapter 10. See if we can get a second witness. Numbers, chapter 10. Young lion, Brother Titus, Israel, verse 14. Let's get 13 and 14.
Yes, sir.
Numbers 10, 13 and 14.
I'll be going to the heavenly tablet. The book of Numbers. Going to the book of Numbers, chapter 10. Verse 13 and 14.
Yes, sir.
Numbers, chapter 10. Verse 13.
What did he say?
Read. Numbers, chapter 10. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And they first looked their journey.
They first took their journey. Yes, sir.
According to the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of Moses.
So this was according to the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of Moses, right?
Yahweh.
Wait, what did Yahweh commanded in verse 14?
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
In the first place, with the standard of the capital, the children of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
According to their army. And over his host was Nashon, the son of Amminadab.
So the first place belonged to who?
Yahweh.
That's why he always, if you read the scriptures in the book of Acts, Romans, he always say Jew and Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh always had this order on the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Southern kingdom first. Then we're going to bring another kingdom in, right?
That's right.
It ain't nothing new. This the law and the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And all that note, we're going to bring you that young lion from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. Brother Titus Israel of Sea Royal that said, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right.
Thank Yahweh and give our elder a hand clap.
Gave them,
read verse 1 again.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20 reads, "Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them,
mm-hmm.
and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst."
He said he gavest them water for their thirst.
Hallelujah.
The word water. He gavest them water for their thirst. In the water that we drink.
And another key word in there, he gave them that right the spirit to do what?
Instruct.
So when you got the right spirit, you will be what?
Instructed.
Okay.
All right, you got two words, instruct and water.
Hallelujah.
Two words, instruct and water.
So we need to correct that, girl. Let's pick it up as Mother Eve. Can you help me out, Mother Eve? Let's pull out the scriptures. Let's go to chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're gonna pick it up at verse number 3. And then we gonna read down until we get our point. We're gonna paint this picture. We can make sure we got everything in order. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 because...
Chapter
3? Yes, I'm sorry, chapter 11, pick it up at verse number 3. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, chapter 11, verse 3. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Yahuwah's son.
So the head of every man is Yahuwah's son. So we want to make sure we talk about the order of the thing when it comes down to how we as the children of Israel, the Israelites, conduct ourselves when it comes to order. So the head of every man is Yahuwah's son. That's what we read, right?
Right.
All right, continue.
And the head of the woman is the man.
And the head of the woman is the man. So we know that the head of the woman is the man, right?
Yahuwah.
All right, continue to read, Mother.
And the head of Yahuwah's son is Yahuwah's father.
So we know that even Yahuwah's son, he got him a head, right?
Yeah.
And that's Yahuwah's father. So now we got a good foundation about who's in position of everyone on this earth right now, right? So did anybody not understand who's the head of everybody? All right, so I got silence. Then everybody must understand, right? All right. So verse number 4.
But you're supposed to hear from the class, oh, hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Not just silence. Oh, hear, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yahuwah.
So that means everybody understand that, right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so we got a hallelujah zone. Hallelujah, sir. That's what I'm talking about, seeing the elders and stand by. Now, in verse number 4, what do you say verse number 4, Mother?
Verse number 4. Every man, friend, or prophesied, having his head covered, dishonored his head.
You know what? Hold that thought, Mother. Before we go there, so now we know the order of things and who to hear the who. Let's go to Genesis. Let's get a foundation down pat. And Sister Judith, I want you to read something for me right here. Now we're gonna go on over to Genesis. And we're gonna pick it up at chapter number 3. And as a matter of fact, before we get to number 3, let's go read Genesis chapter 2 first. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 18. And let's read down until we get our point, Sister Sue. And take the time for the national audience to hear you real loud and clear, because we want to make sure we got the things down packed in order. But let's find out our order of things in Genesis chapter 2. Let's pick it up at verse number 18.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18 reads,
mm-hmm.
And the Yahuwah said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
So Yahuwah said, this is Yahuwah saying this, right? Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
All right, so in verse 18, Yahuwah said it's not good that man should be alone.
Yeah.
All right, so continue to read.
I will make him and help meet for him.
So now we got a help meet on the line. They should have made for the man, right?
Yahuwah.
All right, let's keep this in mind. So I want to make this the class interacting with me because we want to get a good understanding of this. So this is the reason why I'm asking these questions, so none of this won't get passed out here.
I'm going
to find out that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3, we know everybody know the position that came out of the mouth of Paul, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we do understand that everyone have a head.
Hallelujah.
If Yahuwah the son got a head, that's Yahuwah the father. The man got a head, which is Yahuwah the son.
Yeah.
And the woman have a head, which is the man. So now we're going to get our foundation down pat. Now, we come to find out that Yahuwah said that the man is not good and he should be alone.
Yeah.
And they go and give him a help me, right? All right.
Well,
let's read verse number 19, Sister Joseph.
Verse 19 reads, and out of the ground, the Yahuwah formed every beast of the field.
They got some bees coming in.
And every fowl of the air.
Now we got some birds coming around.
And brought them onto Adam.
Now all of them come to see good old Adam. He's going to see Yahweh Adam. That's what happened.
To see what he would call them.
So Adam, he says, get Adam some, let Adam know, like, hey, you got some position. I'm giving you some authority to name these beasts right now.
And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
And that's the end of it. So what he called the every living creature, he said, Adam, what you called? Oh, that's the end of it, Adam. That's the name of that bird. That's the name of that beast over there.
Yeah.
That's the end of it, right? Verse 20.
Verse 20 reads, and Adam gave names to all cattle.
That's right.
And to the fowl of the air.
That's good, uh-huh.
And to every beast of the field.
That's right.
Well, for Adam, there was not found and help me for him.
So that means these animals and these beasts, they not help me for no man. That's not what the help me was, right? It wasn't in the animal, it wasn't in the fowl or the air, that's not the help me. It wasn't found yet, right? So let's find the help me. Verse 21.
Verse 21 reads, and the Yahweh caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
Go ahead and take you a good old night, deep sleep. When you get that good sleep, when you have to keep that Sabbath day, you go home, you get you some rest, you ain't talking and turning at night. Adam is in one of those. He is some deep sleep. Go on, continue to read.
And he slept, and he took one of his ribs.
That's right.
And closed up the flesh instead thereof.
Right, verse 22.
Verse 22 reads, and the rib with the Yahweh, Yahweh had taken from man.
So he took a rib from the man, right? And what did he do with it?
Made he a woman.
So now here comes a woman. Now this is how the woman got off right now. Now she is. She is born. Now what happened is she's born.
And brought her onto the man.
So now he said, hey, I'm going to bring you on over there to my boy over there. I'm going to take you old rib. And I'm going to take you old rib over there to my boy. What happened in verse 22? 23, yes, ma'am.
Verse 23
is,
and Adam said, this is now bone of my bone.
So Adam said, his rib. He said, hold on now, this is bones of my bone. It's saying, yeah. It's for me. And that rib, what else he said?
And flesh of my flesh.
And it's flesh of my flesh.
Yeah.
She shall be called woman.
Now she's going to be called woman.
Because she was taken out of man.
That's right. Verse 24.
Verse 24 reads, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife.
Uh-huh.
And they shall be one flesh.
Uh-huh. Now we know that he got his help me, right?
Yeah.
The help me now is that become the woman, right?
Mm.
Now, let's go over to the Judah. Now let's go over to chapter 3. Uh-huh. And let's pick it up at verse number 16.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 reads.
That's right.
Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception.
That's right. That's not right there. Tell the truth. You went through some sorrow and conceptions, right? You had a baby?
Yes.
All right. All those who went had a baby, all the women that had a baby went through some sorrow and conception.
Yes.
All right. And what do you say when you go through this sorrow and conception after that?
In sorrow, you shall bring forth children.
So when you brought forth the children, you felt that thing coming out of you.
Oh, yes.
You believe this part, don't you?
Yes.
This could be true, right?
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
It's your witness.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I mean, all those who have them, we all know it's a witness.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. All right. So you had sorrow and you had some perception. You had this thing. That means this thing is true.
Yes, right.
Okay. Continue to read.
And your desire shall be to your husband.
Stop right there. Now, we believe when it comes down to the fact that when we can't have this baby, we get some pressure going on.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Even while you carry that baby, that baby's cute. You got some little things going on down there. Get heavy on down now. It goes down. I don't wish for myself and watch that. Oh, wow. Hey, I know where y'all go. So, hey, this thing get real. So even when you hold the baby, you still feel it. Before you even have it.
Yeah.
So after you had a baby, you're going through that. And we believe this part in the book.
Mm.
Now, what do you say about desire? Who the woman desires belong to?
The husband.
And so at the end of the day, do we believe this part? When the man comes down to it for the woman, when it comes down to the woman desires, her desire shall belong to her husband. And what does he say?
And he shall rule over the...
And who's the ruler over the woman?
The man.
The man is over. So what he say, that's the end of it. When the man say something, he lay his lick down, and he tell the woman, he say, hey, this is my desire. You might have some green eggs and ham, but I don't want no green eggs and ham. I want some of that turkey meat over there. That was your desire, but my desire to have some turkey meat. What's the woman got to make?
Turkey meat.
This guy makes the turkey meat.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? When he say, hey, I want you to come over here, and I want you to stand by me. You know what I'm saying? But you want to go over there across the street, but I told you to stand over there by me. What's the woman got to do?
Stand by him.
She got to stand by him because he ruled over her because that's the head. So what he said, when he told Adam to name them animals, and that's what it was, and he named that woman, that's what it was, that's the end of it because what he said goes. So he laid his slick down. So I just want to add this on up in there. Now, let's go back and let's see how our fathers took up themselves. Mother Z. Let's go and let's see how they conduct themselves over there to Peter. Because we want these things to work according to the Bible and or not. Or how it's going to work. If you don't work according to the Bible, then this thing ain't going to work. So we got to see how the book says this thing goes. So let's go to, if I can get my page is flipping over to 1 Peter chapter 3. Yes, ma'am, that's where we're going. We're going to 1 Peter chapter 3. And we're going to go back over there to that, what we was reading over there in that Corinthians 2. But we're going to 1 Peter, we're going to pick it up at chapter 3. And we're going to see what was going on over there, Mother Z. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 1.
1 Peter chapter 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. Likewise, ye wise.
That's right. Likewise, you wise. Listen.
Be subjected to your own husband.
So likewise, you wise. Be in subjection to your own husband. You see what I'm saying? That means they got to be in subjection. They under the husband's rule. So what the husband lays down, that's the end of it. If you're not doing that, then how you? Somebody give me the biblical definition of sin, please. Can somebody give me the biblical definition of sin?
Because
remember, the elder, not you right now, brother, Otis. Yeah, I want the class to give you the biblical definition of sin. Because remember, the elder was talking about it's not written according to the law and according to the testimony. This thing got to be written according to the law and to the testimony. We just got done reading side of the law. What's the order thing? We're going back and we're going into the testimony. And right now, we're looking at the order things right now in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. And we get a testimony about you wives subject to your own husband. So what's the biblical definition of sin and Mother Eve? Give me Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, please, Mother Eve. Mm-hmm. And have that waiting for me. You know, I used to love playing chess when I was coming up. And one of the things I used to like to use was the bishop. We used to call the bishop the little old spike, one sitting in the cut, way back, ready to get you. You don't even know you have no more, you playing so long. And then you make one false move, that bishop, you put that queen right there, you come and snatch your queen right off the board.
Yeah.
So mother E right now, you gonna be my little sniper right now. You be my Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Why somebody still ain't give me that I'm waiting on the class to give me that biblical definition of sin, please.
Whoever,
1
John 3, 4.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, give me verse 3, Will. Give me 1 John chapter 3, verse number 4, 3 and 4.
Okay, 1 John 3, 4. Chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. And every man that hath this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the first 5 books of Moses.
Just give it to me, give it to me.
Also transgress the law, for sin is transgressing the law.
All right, so here we go right here. We got in the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse number 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law.
Yeah.
So we know that for sin is the transgression of the law.
Yahweh be true, but every man a liar.
How many men?
Every
every man in the life. The word gonna take the president of it all. Now, in the book, the daughter of Yahweh, and Sirach chapter 4, he has to say, what does it say in verse 26?
Okay,
4:26 backed up with A.B. Ephesians in 13 verse 8 of 2 Corinthians. We're going with a precept. Remember, every scripture in the Bible has a precept answer. That will be never taught but by one organization called Voice.
That's
it. Everybody else read the Bible manually. That's where they get a manually answer.
Hallelujah.
We teach the Spirit because we tell you, precept your Bible. That's how you get understanding your Bible, by precept. Every man is a liar, so you don't hear what man got to say. What the book says. Now, the book tell you from man, now you go with that. Like the young lions reading about Genesis. This is the order that he set up. You ain't going to break the order. I don't care what man say anything, because the president been sent from heaven to the Son, to the Spirit, to those that publish the word. If I read that, hey, mother, you read that 6 days, verse 11. Now, if you want to get your grade on you, how about get a grade on you? Psalm 6:8, verse 11. Let's see how you get a grade on you. Hey, mother, live in Camp 1. What does 6:8, verse 11 say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 6:8, verse 11.
Yeah. It make you what?
Ignorant.
Back to the young lions.
And give us drop 28 down in that too.
The rock 428.
Yes, ma'am.
Strive for the truth unto death.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh shall fight for you.
That's right. And that's what we're going to do. We're striving for this truth unto death.
That's right.
You know, and we ain't going to speak against this truth, because what is truth that we can read? Class, what is truth that we can read?
Hallelujah, come on.
What makes you, I know you baptized?
Psalms chapter 119, verses 142 and 151.
That's true?
Hallelujah,
come on. Hang it on out.
Psalms chapter 119, verses 142 reads, Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy truth, and thy law is the truth.
Hallelujah.
Sanctified. because that in it he had rested from all his works, which the Yahuwah created and made.
So what day is the blessed day according to the Bible?
The seventh day.
And when is the seventh day?
Today.
Sundown Friday.
Friday at sunset.
Those that join not the sundown Friday and sundown Saturday, you're not in the presence of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
You in the grips of things of death.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because the blessed day of work is Friday evening to Saturday evening. That's the worship day. That's the gathering day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you gather on the first day of the week, remember one thing. In 14 verse 30, make it plain there of daughter of Yahuwah, St. John 14, verse 30. So now you got to know who you're worshiping, and see, that's when the righteous spirit comes, he will show you what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right, according to the scripture. Now you got to make a judgment, not going to what man said, what do the Bible say?
Yeah.
It's going to let Yahuwah be true. And how many men's are liars?
Every last one of them
is a liar. So you've got to make sure the Bible lines up with your walk and your talk. The Bible lines up. What do we read?
John chapter 14, verse 30.
Yeah, 14, verse.
St. John chapter 14, verse 30.
What do we read?
Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and have nothing in me.
The prince of this world coming in got nothing to me. He's a channel bouncer. Yahuwah tell you the blessed day is the Sabbath day, Friday night, Saturday night. The prince of the world tell you all first of the week.
Yeah.
Sunday. 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's
the blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
See? So now when you keeping the first day of the week, remember what you are under, Satan the devil. And the head of Satan the devil is the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes.
That's the one Satan makes sure he come by and check on every day and make sure we're on the right track. Let's read that, brother. So let's even read that, young lion. Let's go to the book of 26th chapter, verse 12. And let's see who do Satan visit every day in the week. Let's even read by the prophecy of Enoch in the third book of Enoch. Third book of Enoch, as we look at 26 verse 12. Let's see who Satan visits every day in the week. Now this is what I want to do. Like say every day. You know what I mean? Well, I worship every day. Now I see where you got it from every day. Now you can read the every day.
That's right.
You know what person said, well, I don't keep Sabbath day. I worship every day. Okay. Now we can read. Where you get that every day from? Right now. Now, we're going to read it right now.
Well, yeah.
There go your precepts, and they tell you, well, I was from every day, okay? We're going to show you, we're going to read where that came from. Luke chapter 12. And how we know that? Throughout 2:10, Brother Kyle, you read it. See, when you catch somebody being confounded, that means one thing, Yahweh is not with you, because when you're confounded, the next thing you're going to do is curse. You're going to blankety blank. You know why? Because Yahweh is not with you. That's the key right there. Whenever you catch somebody confounded, they can't produce their cause according to thus says Yahweh, they get confounded. And let's find out if that of Yahweh or is that of Satan or death. Torah 2:10, bring it out.
The book of Torah, chapter 2, verse number 10.
Listen to that.
Verse 10 read.
What?
Look at the generations of old.
He said, go search anywhere of old. He said, go find any of them books, the book of the dead too. He said that. And see what the getting ready to say. Can you read it anywhere? Read.
And see.
What?
Did ever any man trust in Yahweh?
Did any man trust in Yahweh?
And was confounded?
If you trust in Yahweh, you're not going to be what word?
Confounded.
You will not be confounded.
That's right.
So if you see somebody get confounded in that word, you know one thing, Yahweh is not with you. Because he said his word is going to stand. And in Titus 1 verse 2, help me out there, brother Titus, what it says? Titus 1 verse 2. I didn't see what they get. But give me Titus 1 verse 2. Binds up with Sister Judas in Hebrews 6:18. And Moses E. give me 4:12 of the book of Hebrews. Wait on me. Back. Father, mother, seven. Bible study time. Time to teach. Teach.
Look at Titus.
What it say?
Chapter 1, verse 2.
Listen to this.
And hope of eternal life.
If you want eternal life.
Yes.
What?
With Yahweh, they cannot lie.
He ain't lying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Promised before the world began.
He promised before the world began. What he got written is going to stand. Whether you like it or not, it's going to stand. He promised that before the world began. He ain't lying. What you read in Genesis, what the young lions and elder brought out, that's going to stand whether you like it or not. That's the order you got to be in, regardless what man told you something different. The Bible's going to stand until he comes and then separate the sheep from the goat. Now, what can we read that at? Now, what are we going to read that at? A, B, or B, B? We want to separate the sheep from the goat. So he's going to do this thing. Let's go to Matthew. Hold that point right there. Let's go to Matthew. See, you got to teach spirit later. Y'all can't give you about it. All you got to do is get in the right spirit. He'll give you what you need. That's the game changer. Now we're going to Matthew's, my fact, let Brother Titus pick up, I want to give you some heart. In Matthew's 25, Brother Titus, I want to give you a little faith coming out, because Matthew, Lord, them got happy, they all got happy. Everybody got happy. So when you get happy, I get happy. So in the Matthew's chapter 25, he makes a profound statement in verse 31 down to verse 34. See, if you want to know you want to know the plan, there's no need you have to walk that one out and say, the Bible's going to tell you exactly what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, it's written in this book. All you got to do is make sure your skirt is right and dust as Yahweh. This is what he said he's going to do in Matthew 25, 31 down to verse 34. What did he say he's going to do? Come on, brother Titus.
The book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 34.
Listen good.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, read.
What it read?
When the Son of Man should come in his greatness.
When the Son of Man come in his greatness. Now, when he comes in his greatness. So he can't get heavy.
Yes, sir.
So then you got time to get yourself in order. But when he comes in his greatness, everybody waiting to come. Okay, he's been changed. When I do come in my greatness, what?
And all the righteous ministering spirits with him.
And all the angels with him. When he comes, he's bringing his train with him. A whole bunch of real tall, big, black angels. They all come. And they see the figure in 14. Go ahead.
Then shall he sit upon the throne of his greatness.
Then he's going to sit upon the throne of his greatness. Go ahead.
Verse 32.
Now what are you going to do?
And before him shall be gathered all nations.
And every nation is going to come before him. Everybody coming before him.
Go ahead and read.
And he's to separate them.
What are you going to do?
And he's to separate them.
And that's what he's going to tell you now. See, you got to start understanding the separation is now.
Yes.
Either you're a son of Yahweh, you're not a son of Yahweh. You're a son of Yahweh, I'm with you. If it's not for Yahweh, I'm not with you. Because the separation got to start.
Yahweh.
Pray and read.
Separate them one from another.
One from another.
As the shepherd divides his sheep from the goat.
And he give you a give me a word, a knowledge, give me a word. How you look at things, so now it's like you got your video money. Well, this money going on to life, and this money going on to gas. You separate that by God. I got to take these, the life bill, the gas bill. So this is what he's saying going to do. He said, if you up under Yahweh, I'm going to separate the who from the who?
The sheep
from the goat. So now, how are you living your life today? Are you a sheep living or are you a goat living? Because you're going to make us separate the sheep from the goat. Is that what we read? What is that next?
Verse 33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand.
Oh, the sheep is going on left.
Right hand.
Yeah. Where's the sign at right now that we can read? Where's the sign at right now that we can read? On that point. Daughter of Yahweh. Let's see where the sign at right now that we can read. We're going to the book of Acts.
Yahweh.
And we're going to find out where is the son at right now that we can read? Where is he at right now in 755 and 56? Where is the son at? Because you got a lot of religion say he's down on the ground like everybody else.
Mm.
But according to Acts chapter 7, verse 55 and 56, where is he at?
Acts chapter 7, verse 55 and 56. But he took being fully of the righteous spirit.
Yeah.
Look up steadfastly into heaven.
You look well?
Up steadfastly into heaven.
Up, not down, up. You look up to heaven.
And saw the glory of the Yahuwah. The Father and Yahuwah his Son standing on the right hand of Yahuwah.
That's what you see now. We're going to edify the last.
Please.
But you use the names, right?
Please.
But just make sure we edify the audience on the left side with over 7,000 strong. Now, he looked for the heavens, and what did he see?
And he saw the glory of Yahuwah and Yahuwah.
He saw the glory of Yahuwah and Yahuwah the Son.
Standing on the right hand of Yahuwah.
And he stands on the right hand of Yahuwah the Father. Ladies and gentlemen, so he's on the right hand of the Father. So that right hand, that's a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff, being on the right hand. So now, he comes down and let you know what he's going to do. He's going to separate. You're looking at the people as a sheep and a goat. I'm going to put the sheep, where the sheep going at?
Right hand.
On the right hand. And where the goat going in?
Left.
On the left.
On the left. So he didn't know about no cup. No. You tell you what it's going to be. If you're a sheep, you'll be on my right hand. You're a goat, you'll be on my left. Right? Yeah, what happened next in 34?
Matthew chapter 25, verse 34.
What?
Then should the king say.
Then the king going to say, now who is this king that we can read? Now, what are we going to read, who is this king, and I need an eyewitness about this king. So who is this king that we can read?
John 1.
I want to be able to read this king that we can read with a name.
John chapter 1, verse 41.
I want to, give me a verse that we can read this king that we're talking about right here. So the king going to do all this.
John chapter 1, 49.
John 1:49. Bring it out there, Sister A.B. of Peter. 1:49.
John chapter 1, verse 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him. Master. You are the son of Yahweh the Father.
You are the son of Yahweh the Father.
You are the king of Israel.
You are who?
King of Israel.
So this is your king of Israel. Matter of fact, I need a precept on that. Back up to Matthew chapter 2, Abel. I mean, he's not only king of Israel, he also something else. We're going to Matthew chapter 2. Took the 8 day of feasting. He also, what else is it that we can read? Matthew chapter 2. And we're going to look down at verse number 6. Let's see if we can read in 2 verse 6. He also, we know he's the king of Israel. And he also something else according to prophecy.
Matthew.
Chapter 2.
Verse 6.
Bring it up.
And you.
Bethlehem, and thou.
And you.
And thou.
And thou Bethlehem,
you. Go ahead.
Bethlehem. And the land of Gathad Judah.
Uh-huh.
Are not the least among the princes. The prince of Gathad Judah.
Go ahead.
For out of you shall come.
But out of thee. Out, that means bloodline, not by election, bloodline. Out of you, bloodline. This ain't talking about election, because you can lose the next election. But bloodline, we talking bloodline. Go ahead and read.
Out of you shall come a governor, Yahshua.
Read.
Okay. That shall rule my people Israel.
That will rule my people Israel. So out of thee is going to come a governor to rule my people. That's what that word again, rule, huh?
Yeah,
so this guy's going to rule. So when you read about ruling in 3:16, you got a problem with that. But this is what it's all about. This man going to rule over you. And matter of fact, what's the precept to that? That he going to rule. Now, what's the precept to that? He going to rule over you.
Yeah,
see, understand something. When we hear certain words, we get offended on certain words, but hey, this is how it's going to be. Now, what's the precept to him ruling over us? Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 20 there. Daughter of Yahuwah. We're going to Ezekiel chapter 20 and the single verse number 30, down to 34. Let's find out something that we can read all together. We're going to Ezekiel chapter 20. Verse 30 to 34, let's talk about it.
Daughter of Yahweh,
pray.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 30 to 34.
Pray.
Wherefore say unto the family of Israel.
Yes.
Thus said the Yahweh.
He said, told Ezekiel to say, you go tell, and that's how the message was got to the Israelites. You read it now, how it goes. It wasn't no private thing you had, one kick of a jerk. It don't work like that. This is how it works. So I'm going to get on one day next week. I'm going to get on this this morning. They dropped so many messages on Aftershave about how John Smith, how he met the Lord Jesus Christ and his son. And that's their teaching, how he met them.
Yeah.
But listen here. You calling the wrong minister administration because you want to get had by that and maybe it's next week on what you say. You see, when you bring us to the table, we'll do like a parade. We'll search for surface to see that stuff. We can see that hold up. We can see can the reason of what you say hold up. What we examine is that he broke away from the Catholic Church because he's the prophet now.
Mm.
So the latter-day saints, they'll knock off the Pope. They'll chuckle. But we're going to find out all that next week now.
You pollute yourself with your idols.
You see, you pollute yourself with your idols. Go ahead.
even unto this day.
Even to what day?
This day.
Even this day.
Shall I be inquired of by you?
He said, should I be required of you? You think you got something to say to me? Should I be required by you? Children of Israel.
What? Old family of Israel.
Old family of Israel. Go ahead.
As I live, says Yahweh.
He said, as I live, says Yahweh.
I will not be inquired of by you.
I'm not going to be required by you. Go ahead.
Verse 32. And that which cometh into your mind.
He said, all that stuff that come out of your mind, you can't read. You're all over the place. You can't read nothing, you're saying? Mm.
Shall not be at all.
Shall not be at all.
That you say.
What?
We will be as
the
heathen.
As the heathen. As the nation. I'm going to be like everybody else. I'm going to be a Christian. I'm going to be Islam. I'm going to be Judaism. You're going to be all that, right? What did he say about that?
As the families of the country.
As the family, every family of a country, either you tied in with Christianity, because Islam come out of Christianity, Judaism come out of Christianity, all that come out of Christianity, and all that come out of Satan, the devil. Go ahead and read.
He serves wood and stone.
And that's what they do, wood and they do stone. Yeah. They do wood with the cross and stone with the metal rock out there. And metal.
Verse 33.
And Judaism do the 5-pointed stars from out from David. David ain't got no stars. David had the word of Yahweh. Again, that is man showing you his 5-pointed, 6-pointed stars. David talked nothing about the stars. David talked about the word of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 33.
What?
As I live.
As I live.
Said the Yahweh.
What'd he say?
Surely with a mighty hand.
With what kind of hand?
A mighty hand.
A mighty hand.
And with a stretched out arm.
With a stretched out arm.
And with fury poured out.
What poured out?
Fury.
Go ahead and read.
Poured out. Will I rule over you?
What are you going to do?
Rule over
you. Rule over you. So you better get used to that word called what?
Rule.
Rule over you. Rule. That word, rule. That man's a dictator. And he's tied down the way he wants to be. Man's supposed to rule over one man, but upon up Yahweh. And Wolverine, the 11th chapter, told you the order. Brother Kai gave the order. Everything must be decent in order. The father, the son, the father, the mother, and the children. That's the order of things. If we get in order, we're going to get us a 61 verse 7, Sister Judas, we're going to get Isaiah. If we get in order, as long as we get in order. Isaiah 61 verse 7. Do you want this? It's, you can have it. But you got to get in order for this. What it say?
Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7 reads.
What it reads?
For your shame, you shall have double.
Don't you want double?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion.
Good.
Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the devil.
So you got what coming for the Jews?
Double.
If you do right. Double. You got a double coming if you do right. Mm. If you do right, you got a double coming. You ain't got no double coming by keeping the wrong day. Call on Lord God and Jesus. That's not, you're not going to get you no double. The man going to burn you in the back. Because the head of the Catholic Church is the Pope. And what do the Pope, who visits the Pope every day? Man, I'm not afraid that is. Now come on back here. Third book of Enoch, I don't know who visits the Pope every day. But when they tell you why, you know, where I worship him every day. I don't keep the Sabbath, I keep the Sabbath. Sunday, the Sabbath day, the birthday, I keep them all, okay? Well, now we know, now we'll find a way where you get that from now. We will find out right now. Where'd you get that from? That every day you worship him. And all he told you, just get my Sabbath out of the way. And you want to do some extra stuff on you. But don't make it like I'm behind this every day stuff. Go where do your work. So we go on to the 26th chapter, 3rd book of Enoch, and read verse 8 of Brother Titus and verse 12 and 13, Brother McCarty, bring that out. What does verse 8 say? what he says in the third book of Enoch. Now, Enoch is the seventh of heaven. He said, I will be here to watch this man unfold, to see this man unfold. But now he was given a precept about something. Let's talk about it in 26 verse 8. What does it say?
Go to the book of the third book of Enoch, chapter 26, verse 8.
What?
Third book of Enoch, chapter 26, verse 8 reads.
What?
The name of that prince is Seraphiel, Yahuwah.
What's your last name?
Yahuwah.
So all the angels in heaven got a last name called Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, listen, young lion took it and grasped out. So if you want to know what that means, bring the tape from last night and go over. Go ahead.
And the crown of his head, his name is the Prince of Peace.
He's the Prince of Peace?
Yes. And why is he called by the name of Seraphiel Yahuwah?
He said, well, why is he called by that name? Keep reading. Let's find out why he called.
Because he is assigned to rule over seraphim.
So he's assigned to rule over seraphim. Go ahead.
And the flame and seraphim are under his authority.
And the flame, so that, remember, the great angel is a flaming fire and it is a part of his authority.
Yeah.
So in their strength, they are. A ball of fire. Remember, he's an angel. He's not drilling the fire. I just might not lay down, give me a little shit out. He said, I jump in some fire, and I see good. Because that's what they hang out.
That's right.
See, so if you think you got all that spit on you, jump in some fire, and see how do you lay down with it. You can't even stand up, mass them, that's out. You keep jumping all around, just touch you on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
You're pooping all around. These guys said, I lay off in the back. That's what he's trying to get you. That's the kind of spirit you wanted, and you was made better than them.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to come on with it. What were you at?
I'm at the middle of verse 8.
Okay, go ahead.
And he proceeds over them by day and night.
Day and night.
And teaches them.
And he do what?
And teaches them.
What?
To sing.
Go ahead.
Pray.
Pray.
And proclaim the beauty, power, and majesty of their king.
So he teaches them the same. Now, what is the precept of that? Who else done those things? So now we found out somebody done those things. somebody done those things. Hey, Mother Z. Somebody done those things, Mother, that we can read. They done those things. Now we see why he done the same. So he followed the scripture too. Now, who else got a little thing in Moses that we can read in Deuteronomy 31? Hey, Mother Z, who can we read that was doing a little thing in the 31st chapter, verse 1, and then we'll skip down to verse number 30. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1, Mother Z, and that's how who else got a little thing. So all that do-wop, did not come in the 60s.
Hallelujah, what?
Do-wop is all the way back in Moses' day.
Hallelujah,
what? 31, verse 1. Mother, the Israel. Now the camp one bring
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 31. 31, verse 1. And Moses went and spoke these words unto all Israel.
So Moses spake to who, Mother?
All Israel.
So when you read the book of Deuteronomy, who was Moses talking to?
Israel.
How was Israel?
All Israel.
So when you go out and read about the slavery and all that, who was this message to?
Israel.
Oh, it ain't talking nothing about the other nations. Deuteronomy is all about who?
Israel.
How much Israel? All Israel. So when you read the book of Deuteronomy, it's about all Israel.
All Israel.
Don't get nothing out of it. Let man be a liar. Let God's
right.
Be true.
That's
so when you jump down the book of Deuteronomy, it's talking about all Israel. It ain't talking nothing about no Christians.
That's right.
Now, get down to verse number 30. Let's see the Moses know how to do up. Verse 30.
Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 30. And Moses spoke, and Moses speak in the ears of all the congregation of Israel these words for this singing.
Son of Yahweh the Father.
You are the Son of Yahweh.
king of Israel.
So
when you get a lot of days they talk about John Smith and all that stuff, the height of half the Mormons become, he the king of who?
King of Israel.
So how do we, it ain't gonna hold up when we zero in on you in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't gonna hold up. So you keep on leaving these messages. You gonna make a meal out of you.
Hallelujah.
Now, I need a precept on that, daughter of Yahweh. Now, remember, if you got 149 on paper, send to the side. So when we go down and read Hosea the Seer, the 13th chapter. So when we start at verse 7 and he starts talking, but you must have the 149 where you can deal with it with no problem. You got to have 149 already laid out a big stick behind your sin chair. Now, in the 13th chapter, verse 7 of Hosea, the seer, their daughter, Yahweh, you have to go see it out and see what's going on in 13, verse 7, down to verse number 11.
Okay.
13, verse 7, down to verse 11. So it's up to you. It's up to you to raise the level up there. And when you're in a Bible study class, if you have 13 in there, but make sure you can get to it, not bumming around. 13, 7.
Okay. Hosea chapter 13, verse 7.
Right.
Therefore, I will be unto them as a lion.
Yes.
As a leopard by the way will I observe them.
Yes. Now remember, I will be unto them as a them, but as I be unto them, I will be like them. Now you know if a lion grab a hold of you, that's not good for you, is it?
Nope.
That's not going to be on you. Like a leopard. And if the lion don't take care of you, then I'm going to be as who?
A leopard.
A leopard. I'm going to be as a leopard. So I don't think your chance is too good to keep on going contrary to this guy here, right? Go ahead.
Verse 8. I will meet thee as a bear.
And I will meet you as a bear. Now we don't get the precept on what he's talking about. Now see, this guy ain't going to meet, that's why I say, when you're in this Bible is, give me a word. It's not a novel. See, you read about the novel and you be looking at what you think you're looking at, but you're not looking at the Bible. Always got a 4224 from a Titus of the Rock. See, when you're reading the Bible, that's why you got to be in the right ministry. You got certificates, awards all on the wall, all up under your drawer, but to come out of the word of God, why you dead in the water? Why? Because you didn't talk wrong. The Bible has a what? 4224.
The book of the Rock, chapter 42, verse 24.
What?
Read.
What?
All things are double.
All things in the Bible have a worldly and a spiritual meaning. You read the Bible carnally, that's why you get a carnal animal. You got to read the Bible spiritually. The Bible has a double meaning. Every verse has a precept to it. The Bible has a double meaning. And you're not going to learn it unless you sit in one of six camps of Boston.
And you'll be all over the place.
You show me those that bring all this out and show you the answers written somewhere else. We bring this stuff out. Now, with the rock, read that, he pulled that from Issachar's boy.
Yo,
he didn't just pull that verse out of 11 that. Young man, brother Titus, he pulled that from 11 verse 6 of Job.
Yes,
he pulled that verse. Yet we both do always pull verses. Then you, in a Bible study class, they said, listen, I'm not out of agree, but I sure learned something, and he sure everything in right. And I'm reading you and you ain't afraid to go say laughing with you. We're showing you when you precept your Bible, that's how you get understanding your Bible. Anybody study for you, go precept the Bible.
Yes.
Don't tell me what the Bible's saying. Let's read what the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
What a precept today.
That's right.
Well, the joke can tell anybody outside of the Fifth Amendment camp to preach up the Bible, they're like you just put a pistol on their mouth. That's how their eyes get. What you mean, preach up? You loud day thing. Roman Catholic Church. So, what the other?
Judaism.
What the other all the big organizations? What they call a World Council of Church. You tell one of them to preach up that Bible, even like you've done them wrong.
Hallelujah,
come on. Now, they talk. Nobody's going to talk. What happened to that? Check out the Mormon. But when you find out we've done the investigation, it was no
and control. It was a funeral information from the Egyptians. He put it there as Abraham wrote it as a covenant. And he don't show them people down the road even just this day. They got a book out right now called, you go on your computer and put up, do they have a book called John Smith in his Abrahamic book? He said he received that book from some Jewish people giving him ancient scrolls, and he had it translated, and it was Abraham's writing about the covenant in that book. Find out that that scroll that was found was a scroll of old age, but it was a funeral arrangement. You see that? And he don't turn it into, it's like a person reading a letter upside down. A person can't read. He said, he said, you read up, you don't know. So you can read a letter upside down. What did that say? He got it upside down and warned it over there. He can't read, period. So he got to go along with everything. And that's what happened to all the religions today. All the religions today, and right now they got a book now that every Mormon have bought called the Abraham Covenant that was translated by what's his name?
John Smith.
And you find out that was a funeral arrangement paperwork he did. It was about the burial of a funeral. And he'll talk that Abrahamic. And he'll put a book out. Now he'll make millions of dollars on farming. You see that? So I keep telling y'all, stop leaving these messages on the machine because I might zero in on you now. I don't know. It's up to you. Keep leaving messages. But who gonna tell me in class, do the Mormons have a book called the Abrahamic Covenant that was written by John Smith? Can anybody go on their computer, ask that old one-eyed thing about a book that John Smith have created called the Abraham Covenant book? Who gonna go on and peep at that on that phone and tell me did John Smith write an Abrahamic Covenant? Who will help me out? Who got to go sit up? Who got to go sit up? Anybody have to go sit up? About Abraham's covenant. Abraham's covenant. Who will help me out? Abraham's covenant. So the bottom line is, they got a book. And we want to validate it for the international state. That is a book by the Mormon. He translated Abraham's writings and come up with a book. Like he got a personal with Yahweh, and he got to and find out that book he'll put together, the scroll, was nothing but a funeral arrangement. In it hieroglyphics. But for these people, it's the biggest liars, I'm telling you. But we're going to bump them all in the middle of the street when we get it on. What you got?
It says, what's Joseph Smith Foundation, Abrahamic Covenant.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And how did he get it? How did he got it? How did he say he got the Abraham Covenant? He got a book off called the Abraham Covenant. How did he get it? How did he get the Abraham covenant? Let's find out how he got it. Ask that old Peter, one I say, how did he get the Abraham covenant?
How did he get the Abraham
covenant? Yeah, how did he get the Abraham covenant? That's all I want to know. How did he get the Abraham covenant to write a book? I won't know what they say how he got it.
How did John Smith get the Abraham covenant?
The book he wrote. I don't know how he got it. See, what I'm trying to tell you, if we get in order, Yahweh will intervene. As long as we continue to be all over the place, Yahweh will just sit there and watch it. But once we're in order, he'll put that dove on his ministry, and the times will be, remember, Land School Banquet Hall radio station, all that's got to come. Land School Banquet Hall. Get in where you fit in at. Can anybody have to go see out? Where are all the young lion at? Where you hear from the table? Where are the young lion at? Where are the young lion at? We ain't going nowhere. Oh, see, he be, I need a help. I need to find out. What did John Smith get the information about the Abraham is coming? Where did he get it from? I need somebody to tell me where he got it from. That we all can hear it together. Where did John Smith get the Abraham coming from? The information for the Abraham coming.
Pick it up around about verse number, around by verse 15. And we read down to the next one.
All right. We're going over to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. We're picking up at verse 15.
Yeah.
Verse 15 reads, "And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof." Verse 16. "And the city lies four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. Mm-hmm. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal."
Okay, okay. Y'all hear that, right? Go ahead. You need to do research on that.
Mm-hmm.
17?
17. "And he measured the wall thereof."
And he measured the wall, y'all. Watch this.
144 cubits.
It was 100, a cubic is 20 inches. Mm-hmm. A cubic is 20 inches now. It's 100, all miles of 120, well, 20 inches is a cubic. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. "And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits."
Yeah.
"According to the measures of man."
Of a man.
That is.
That is.
Of the angel.
That is of the angel. So that's how tall the angel is right there. Mm-hmm. So now John is letting you know how tall they are. Now you sure they'll met you somewhere one Saturday afternoon while you Sabbath day and come out to your coffee table and sit down with you. Mm-hmm. That's how tall he is right there. There's up there. Now John let you know how tall these angels is. And it got four faces on them.
Mm-hmm.
So you were taking coffee? Did you just steal none of them?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on, come on, come on back, Charles. Still down the level.
All right. Okay, I'm in the middle of verse 10.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. "The size of each face is like the face of the east."
Uh-huh.
Verse 11. "And each one of them give out light."
They give out light.
"As to the splendor of the throne of greatness, honor."
Yeah.
"So that not even the righteous,
the righteous Chayoka.
Okay, Chayoka.
Say it again, Ayo.
Chayoka.
Go ahead.
Okay, the honor of
Chayoka.
Okay, the honor of O.P. Honor
Opening.
Opening. Nor the majesty of cherubim.
Mm.
Are about to look on it. Are able to look on it. Anyone who gazes at it would be blinded because of its great splendor."
Mm-hmm. That's what those preachers that have all these old out of body experience with them. If you look on them, what will happen to you?
You'll be blinded.
Yeah. Go ahead and read.
Verse 12.
What?
The book of third book of Enoch, chapter 26, verse 12 reads.
What?
"Why are they called seraphim?"
Yes, of course. Why?
"Because they burn the righteous tables of Satan."
Because they burn the righteous tables of Satan. Satan ain't got nothing righteous.
Right.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. "Every day Satan sits together with Samuel."
Who?
"The prince of Rome."
So every day Satan sit with the prince, which is the Pope of Rome. Every day. So when you want to hear why I worship him every day, yes, you do worship him every day. You worship the same every day.
That's right.
You worship the same every day. Say the devil himself, he sent his host down there to sit with the Pope of Rome out of the Vatican City every day. Every day.
"The Pope of Rome, and with Dubail, the Prince of Persia."
And with the Prince of all other nations. Because everything spring that you do today spring out of Christianity.
That's right.
So Christianity, you got Judaism, and you got Islam come about under Christianity. And that's why they got the meeting in Rome right now.
that we're going to bring everything together as one.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, and they're going to learn from us to them. That's how he said. Then the last 2 weeks say, they're going to learn from us, and we're going to save the devil. So what are they going to be from then? And they all will learn what we got to teach. They ain't kind of do nothing but bow their head and listen on what we got to teach. And I teach you come from Satan, the devil.
Read. And they write down the sins of Israel.
And they always write down the sins of Israel, but it's elected through the one to keep the name. They don't want you writing down the one to keep the name. As long as you Israel keep the Lord God and Jesus, you the same old boat.
Mm-hmm. Fred. And they write down the sins of Israel on their writing tape.
Yeah.
Which they hand over to the seraphim.
Because Yahweh has stopped Satan from coming up no more. He's cut him short.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't come up and put a middleman between you.
That's right.
You ain't coming like you did in the book of Job. I cut you short. So I got an angel going to meet you head up.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you got? What you got? That's the one that called on the name, because everybody else that called on the name of Lord God and Jesus, you got them already.
Yeah.
But they call on the name of Lord God and Jesus. Mm-hmm. Judah, I mean, and Jehovah, and all that stuff, and Yahweh, and Yah.
Mm-hmm.
You got them already.
Mm-hmm.
The only one you ain't got, the only one you don't have that we can read is what?
That's true, Israelite.
Because we call on the four letters only.
That's right. So that the seraphim can present them to the righteous one.
Yeah. Take this up here and take it to our leader in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give it to me.
Blessed be he.
Blessed be he.
So that he should eliminate, destroy Israel from the world.
Yeah, the one that keeps the name, all the rest of them have been got.
That's right. But the seraphim know the secrets of the righteous one.
But the seraphim, they know the secrets of the righteous one.
Blessed be he.
Blessed be he.
They know that he does not want the people of Israel to perish.
He don't want the six anointed camels to perish.
That's right.
He wants y'all to be the light to get this thing straight.
That's right.
Go ahead.
What do the seraphim do about this?
What do they do about this?
Every day.
Every day.
They receive
the tablet
from the hand of Satan.
From the hand of Satan.
And they burn them.
And they burn them.
In the burning fire.
In the burning fire.
Which is near the high and exalted throne.
Because they don't even bring no real accusation up to the Father and the Son. They get some things, look at it, and just let it self-destruct in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
They do this in order that the tablet should not come unto the righteous one. Blessed be he.
Blessed be he.
When he is sitting upon the throne of judgment,
judging
the entire world in truth.
So Satan cannot get no message up to Yahweh concerning voices of the truth.
Hallelujah.
That's the only one is left.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is either Yahweh, Lord God, and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All these names.
Yeah.
But one name going to get you salvation. One name going to get you salvation. The four letters YHWH. And we the only camp on the world scene today is using the four. So they're coming. Like pulling teeth. But they're coming. They know ain't no way of getting around it. Back over to the young lion.
Mm-hmm. I want to have one more precept about these seraphim. We'll go back over to that book of Isaiah. And that's I'm going to head back over to Brother Titus. I'm going to pull something out of this 26. We're going back to the third book of Enoch real quick. I'm going to read 26 verse number 8. And let's see something about this seraphim. Let's see, add something on to it. In the book of, third book of Enoch, chapter 26, I'm going to read verse number 8 again. And I'm going to stop this when I get to the point. In verse 8, it says, the name of that prince is Seraphael, Yahweh. And
the crown of his head. Its name is the Prince of Peace. And why is he called by the name of Seraphiel? Yahweh. Because he is assigned to rule over the seraphim. And the flaming seraphim are under his authority. He calls it the flaming seraphims. Let's see what else they can do when they got the things rolling. Lord of Yahweh, give me Isaiah chapter 6. And let's start back. Let's pick it back up about these seraphim. Now give me verse number 2. And we're going to read down until we get to our point at verse number 6.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2 through 6 reads, a bird stood, a seraphim.
That's right.
Each one had 6 wings.
Mm-hmm.
With twain he covered his face.
Mm-hmm.
And with twain he covered his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And with twain he did fly.
That's right.
Verse 3, and one cried unto another and said, righteous, righteous, righteous is the Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. The Yahweh of hope. Mm-hmm.
The whole earth is full of his glory.
Uh-huh. Verse 4.
And the post of the door moves at the voice of him that cries.
That's right.
And the house was filled with smoke.
That's right.
Verse 5. Then said I, woe is me. For I am undone.
Uh-huh.
Because I am a man of unclean lips.
Mm-hmm.
And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
Mm-hmm.
For mine eyes have seen the King, the Yahweh of hosts.
That's right. Verse number 6.
Verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphim.
So there come one of the seraphim.
Unto me. Having a live coal.
He had a live coal in his hand.
Which he had taken with the tongue from off the altar.
Mm-hmm. Now, you start right there, verse number 6. Now, here comes a seraphim that has come with some coals from off of the altar. Remember, he said in verse number 8 that they are the ones that, and the flaming seraphims are under his authority. And what does they do when they got down? Remember in verse number 12, when we was reading down in verse number 12, that they said that the seraphim take the tablets of Satan and they burn them next to the altar. Well, towards the, let me read. He says, in line 1, 2, 3, 4. He says, which they had over the seraphim, so the seraphim could resist them to the righteous one. Blessed be he. So that he should eliminate Israel from the world. But the seraphim know the secrets of the righteous one. Blessed be he. They know that he does not want the people of Israel to perish. What do the seraphim do about this? Every day they receive the tablets from the hand of Satan, and they burn them in the burning fire, which is near the high and exalted throne. They took the seraphim, the ones that go into this fire, took that same coal that's sitting by the throne, which is this altar, the same ones they burning the tablets through, and he took coal from it and he put it on. Verse number 7. What did he do to him in verse number 7?
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 7.
Now remember, this live coal is hot. And it's fire. And this is what they do. They the ones that touch the fire. Verse 7, what did they do? What did he do with that coal?
And he laid it upon my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And said, lo, this hath touched thy lips.
Mm-hmm.
And thy iniquities is taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And thy sin purged.
So they took that same fire that was sitting on that throne, and they had cleansed Isaiah's sealed lips with. That's the same fire that was sitting over there by the throne with that altar. I'm gonna hand it back over to Brother Titus Israel. See you. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, said this principle of Rome, right? We was reading over here.
And in verse 6, was that the king that we were talking about in John 1:49, the king of the host?
In verse 6?
Yeah, in verse 6 that you just got to read.
Wasn't it? You mean verse 5?
That was the same king.
Remember who the king was according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 29.
Right. That's why I said. Yes.
That's right. It says king that Yahweh
holds. Right. Okay.
That's right. It's the same king. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I remember we was reading, remember Yahweh's son is the king.
Right.
In 1 John chapter 1, verse 49. And see, the question was, is this the same king?
It's the same king.
Okay. It says the Prince of Rome. Okay, in the third book of Enoch, chapter 26, verse 12. Okay. Rome, right? Prince of Rome. Okay. I'm just going to get warmed up here. And who this Rome, who this fits here today? Who this Rome is?
Okay.
All right, we're going to this book, the ancient book, called Gad the Seer.
Mm-hmm.
The ancient book, Gad the Seer. I'm at page 32. All right, I'm reading chapter 2, all right, verse 15. Chapter 2, verse 15. And the people up there for Israel. You got this? Go to the ancient book, Gad the Seer. All right. Okay, so we'll go there. I gotta get warmed up here real quick.
It's in Gad chapter 2, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am. Before we go there real quick. Let's go to, First Chronicles 29:29, Sister Judith. First Chronicles 29:29.
First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 29 reads, "Now the ass of David, the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and the book of Nathan the seer, and in the book of Gad the seer."
All right. He also can find in the book of Samuel. Okay, he's going to Samuel. Elder Yabda Israel.
Yes, sir.
You know his book? This book, I'm trying to break out, but David. David Seer is in Samuel. I don't know if it's first or second, I'm not sure.
Replacement theology. Edom and Rome. Verse 15. Woe to you.
Okay, it says woe. Go ahead. You have verse 15?
Yeah. Woe to you, O Edom. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, let's see if that word Edom holds up. Genesis 26. Genesis 36. All right, let's do it. Here's Genesis 36. Let's do it.
36, verse 1,
get down verse 8 and verse 9. Genesis chapter 36, verse 1 and verse 8 and 9. Verse 1 reads, now these are the generations of Esau. Who is Edom? Okay, so now these are
the
generations of Esau. Who is Edom? What was that point there? Give me Genesis 25. When the word Edom come into place, not just Genesis 36. You gotta go way back into the foundation, push a little bit more. Okay, give me Genesis 25. Oh, what you got, Sister Judith? Give me Genesis 25. Okay. Verse 29 and verse 30. Mother Z, Genesis chapter 25, verse 29 and verse 30.
Genesis chapter 25. Verse 29 and 30. Genesis. Genesis chapter 25, verse 29 and 30. Genesis chapter 25, verse 29. Verse 29. And Jacob sold Sod pottage and Esau and Jacob sold pottage and Esau came from the field and he was faint.
He was faint for coming outside that field, that world. Go ahead, verse 30.
Verse 30. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray you, will that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore, when he was his name called Esau.
Now, he wasn't the color that red, now. Red pottage, he was what? Genesis, he was what? Isaiah 29:22. Mother Eve, Isaiah 29:22.
Look at Isaiah chapter 29, verse 22, read. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 22. Therefore, thus says the Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the family of Jacob, Israel.
Hold on, you had Isaiah 29:22. Let's see. Let me get there.
Yeah. Okay. Israel.
Jacob shall not now be ashamed. Neither shall his face now wax pale.
Yeah, Israel should not now be ashamed. Neither shall his face wax pale. We're not gonna, you know, our melon dead, so we're not gonna become pale, grow pale at all. On that point, real quick. Go to that verse in, so the leprosy changes, Jeremiah 13:23.
Genesis chapter 9:18-19.
19, verse 18. The sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan.
Right, Ham is the father of Canaan. Go ahead, verse 19.
These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth open spread.
Okay, now, all right, Genesis. I'm going to read, see if that word Ethiopian, see if that word can hold up. All right, let's see if Ethiopian got a father. Let's see if that word Ethiopian have a father. Go to Genesis chapter 10. You can be right there. Right. Genesis chapter 10, verse 1, let's get down verse 6. Genesis chapter 10, verse 1, let's get down verse 6.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 1 and 6. Verse 1, now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood.
Verse 6.
And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan.
Okay, what's going on here? Now, who is right here in verse 6?
Son of Ham.
Okay. What word replaced, Ethiopian, that word Ethiopian, right?
Right.
It's a polluted word for what if you have verse 6?
Verse 8.
Let's build out of 13.
In the Yahweh
God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. And out of the ground made the Yahuwah to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads.
Now remember now, from death, that means that garden of Eden, but from death it parted into four heads.
Okay.
All right, now. Go ahead.
The name of the first is Typhon.
Mm-hmm.
That is which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold.
Yes.
12. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium in the onyx stone. 13.
This is good.
And the name of the second river is Gihon.
Gihon.
The same is it that compass the whole land. It says Ethiopia.
That was it. It compass the whole land of who?
Ethiopia.
What does Ethiopia mean?
Burn face.
So Adam was placed in a land where the burn face was there. So why was he looking at this? So that's where he placed Adam in burnt face land. So why would he be looking like anything different than the people of land? Burnt face people. The word in Ethiopia only means burnt face people. So now you know what Adam and Eve look like. They had burnt face. That's how you learn something on the way to learn something by the word Ethiopian. All it means, the word comes from a Greek word called Ethiop, meaning burnt face people. So Adam was placed in a land where burnt face was at. So why would he look any different than a burnt face? Not that he's beginning of a burnt face made from the ground. So when you have everybody meet Adam and it means the father and the son looking like a pale man, it don't add up. And I got a call on the machine that they know that when John Smith, what his name, John Smith?
Joseph.
He was, what his name?
Joseph
Smith. He was minister to a group of people, and they told me that his face, in his record, his face turned whiter than whiter. And his face turned whiter than whiter. It's like his parents' glass white. Still is it? What?
That's another.
But now you find out that in 2 verse 7, that he placed him in a garden. He placed him in a garden where apparently in verse 13, and that Gihon is the one where the temple was built at, that Gihon spring. All this is the eastern world where the children of Israel were in dark, birthday people at. Around the Gihon, which encompassed the whole land of burnt faced people, verse 13. So why would Adam look any different between anything? He put everybody according to their kind and everybody, you know? So why would he have look any different than what he just said in 13? Well, that's another back to another line. Let's leave that alone.
All right. I'm gonna see if anybody plans to catch this. Okay, this is just another part of Contact Bible Dictionary. Now remember what I just read early in Genesis. Keep this in mind. Alright? This is page 213 under hand. And look what they got here. For us, B-O-T-T-Y, who catch this. And they're gonna read it like it is. That's what's so different about us. Now look what it says there. Read this page 213, right? Read up on the hand. But look what they got there. real quick. I'm going to see where everybody
at.
Yeah.
The youngest son of Noah.
Let's see. Go ahead.
Probably about 96 years before the flood.
So they got you. They got go ahead. Read again.
The youngest son of Noah, born probably about 96 years before the flood.
So let's see if that can hold up. Have the youngest son of Noah, right?
Right.
That would read, right? Alright, let's go to the scripture, see if that can hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what order they got there. The youngest is on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's go to Genesis. Is there, what did he eat?
I see.
What's that, Bible dictionary, because you know, on their own mindset, they don't hold up the scripture. The younger son. What order in there you just read in Genesis chapter 10, verse 1?
Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah: Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Genesis chapter 9:18.
Brother of Japheth, which
saying Shem is the brother of Japheth, the elder of Japheth, brother, the elder brother of Japheth, the elder.
What'd you get out of that?
I get Shem is the elder brother of
Japheth. Shem
also the father of all the children of Israel. The brother of Japheth, the elder.
What you got at? Do you agree with the
Shem? Shem is the elder.
Okay, what's about that verse of there? What'd you get out of that verse of there? What'd you get out of it? I'm going to get help you back and forth.
Plus,
Now read 10:21 again.
Unto Shem, also the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder.
Now, so who are the elders?
Shem.
How do we know that? Through the what?
Through the precept.
Through the precept. That's how you know who the elder is, through the precept. In any other way, it's a false way. We're discussing nothing but the precept. Because that's how you take care of 10:21 in any other Bible, through the precept.
Wise in your own conceit.
And if you do, you'll be wise in your own mind.
That blindness is part. That blindness in part is happening to Israel.
So blindness in part has happened to Israel.
Yeah.
Until the fullness of the Gentiles become Israel.
Remember, we're trying to see how to deal with this. So blindness in part is what?
It's happened to Israel.
It's happened to Israel until when?
The fullness of the Gentiles become in.
Until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, verse 26.
Uh-huh.
And so all Israel shall be saved.
So all Israel will be saved, right?
As it is written.
As it's written.
That shall come out of Israel. Sure. That shall come out of Sion.
Yes,
that deliverer.
Which is Judah. Yes. So your deliverer will become from the tribe of Judah. The one to get you back on the right track, it will be from the tribe of Judah. Go ahead.
And shall turn away unrighteousness from...
Look, what do you want to see? I'll put
dramatic
on it.
From...
Whatever you read, there, put it there. Right. So, put it there. If you ain't got what to come up with, put it there. And, okay, Jacob.
For this is my covenant unto them.
This is my covenant unto them.
When I shall take away their sins.
And I'm going to take away their sins. What verse are you in?
Now, that's 27.
Okay, back up to verse 22. Yeah, 22 down to verse 25.
Romans chapter 11, verse 22 through 25.
Okay.
Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of the Yahuwah on them which fail. Severity. But towards thee, goodness. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off.
Well, I got to make a little deal like this. Come on back. Come on back to verse number 16. Come on back. Let's walk it down. I got to walk it down.
Romans 11,
verse 16.
Romans chapter 11, verse 16.
Okay.
For if the first fruit be righteous, holy,
yeah,
the lump is also holy.
Yeah.
And if the root be holy, so are the branches.
Yeah.
17. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, earth grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root, and fatness of the olive tree.
Now,
every branch that beareth
that it may bring forth a year, more fruit.
You can't get them out.
They'll say they in there and hold you to the fire on that, but this is not talking about the other nation, it's talking about who?
Yes.
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 So if the first fruit be holy, and the lost is also holy. So who the first fruit is? Now, back up and get a precept on that from what they read from, going back to Exodus chapter, what? Make it Exodus 4:22.
Yeah.
Let's get a precept on it. Remember, you get the precept. Don't let nobody talk nothing to you. Precept it to you. Nobody can go here and tell you what I'm saying, but I gotta repeat what my teacher told me. No, don't do that. Make him precept that you need to work with when you're out there on the battlefield for your Yahweh. 4:22.
Exodus chapter 4, verses 23. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn.
Who's the firstborn?
Israel.
Or if the first fruit be holy, so who's the first one?
Israel.
You see that? So you see, he's talking about Israel here. When you precept your Bible. Now go to Jeremiah chapter 11. Now you're going to Jeremiah chapter 11. That's why I say, that's why it's so important to be in that temple. We just go to camp talk. And rehearse it right to that. The stronger you get and Yahweh will intervene once you're on one accord, one mind. But you're not going to be on one accord, one mind unless you preach on your Bible. And you all got to come to consistency and see this thing. Now we're going to Jeremiah chapter 11 and pick with verse 16 and 17. Read that though. Dog Yahweh, Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 16 and 17.
And my father is the husbandman. Two.
every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges, that it may bring forth more.
You know what purge means? That means cut it out. You got to bring all the garbage out of you. And see, that's what the hell be doing. He said he's purging. Y'all to come to class to get all that garbage out. So you got to know me and purge and fish. I mean, you clean everything. Purge it. We got to clean all that garbage out of you. Tell me about purging. See, if you can stand the purge, you got to put all that stuff out. Get you right. So our job, we can't. That's the point. We're going to purge all that out of you to get you on the right track. Go ahead and read.
Every John, St. John chapter 15, verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit,
take
away.
Every branch that's in me, if you don't bring some good fruit, go ahead.
He's taking it away.
He's taking it away.
And every branch that beareth fruit.
And all that do bear fruit.
He purges it.
Now you will purge me. You know he clean that garbage by him. You know how you purge a fish. You got to clean all that garbage outside that fish. Is that right?
That it may bring forth more fruit.
Then you be in position, Jewel.
To bring forth more.
Now you can help somebody else. Get out your own field to help your little one. Now you can help somebody else now. Now you prepare to help somebody else because you don't got out your field. Go ahead.
Verse 3. Now you are clean through the word.
So what baptized you?
The word.
The word cleans you up.
Yes.
This is how you get your baptism. Right now. Hey. Get in the word. Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 4. Abide in me.
Abide in me.
And I in you.
Uh-huh.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
So the branch, you cannot bear fruit of yourself. You can't handle the same. You will be outside of the 6 anointed camp that he helped you get right. You can't get this on your own. You've got to follow the rules of regulation. Go ahead.
Except it abide in the vine.
Yes, you've got to abide in the vine.
No more can ye accept. He abides in me.
You've got to abide in him. And he's giving you all of how you receive his understanding, right?
Verse 5.
Right.
I am the vine. You are the branches.
You are. Go ahead.
He that abide in me.
Yeah.
And I in him.
Yeah.
The same bringeth forth much fruit.
Yeah.
For without me.
Without your Yahweh.
Yes. We cannot do nothing.
3 verse 10.
If you keep my commandments,
yeah.
You shall abide in my love.
Yeah.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
14 through 16, back to the young line. 14 through 16.
You are my friend.
You are my friend.
If you do whatever I command you.
The only way you will be the friend of Yahweh, you got to do what?
What he commands
you. That's only you'll be his friend.
Still 15. Henceforth I call you not servant.
I don't call you servant.
For the servant nor not was his Yahweh.
Go ahead.
But I have called you friend.
I call you friend.
For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you.
You see that? Go ahead.
Verse 16. You have not chosen me.
You ain't chosen me.
But I have chosen you.
Uh-huh.
And ordained me.
You've been what?
Ordained.
To do what?
And ordained that you should go.
Go.
And bring forth fruit. Fruit. And that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name.
Yeah.
He may get it.
Back to the young man. Young man is lying to you. We don't need that Romans on the table till another lesson.
All right. What you got to read,
John 15, 1 through
5. And 14. No, 10, 14. Okay, what else did he call a friend that we can read?
We can read.
All right.
I heard you say something.
Take your time.
Yeah. You are my friend. Yeah,
that
you can read.
If you do what's left by command.
Human separate parts. So,